not a huge quantity. Perhaps maybe beer, that would come in a
barrel.
Okay. Or, and if you were buying nails, that would come in a
keg.
Okay. And,
that's one place where I saw wooden kegs because the nails used to come in it. Mm-hmm. Then how about vine and twine?
What was that?
Well, that was a roll about this big, about that high. Of
maybe a foot high and two 18 inches diameter.
Of twine with a hole in the middle that was used on the when they harvested the grain.
And that was called a?
It's binder and twine, and then you put it on the grain binder. And because they would, the grain would come out, and you had to have your grain wagon there to get the grain. And then the stalks were automatically, with this machine, tied up in bundles about so big. Then you had to go shock all those. And that was stacking them up so the water would, wouldn't rot it. Uh-huh.
Now let's go through some animals and you maybe give me the names. A male cow is
a bull.
And do they ever use any other terms to sort of shield the women folk from that name?
Yes, I had a neighboring ranch lady who was very, very, she called it a daddy cow. But that's the only time I ever heard it. But we kids just laughed our heads off when she would say, look at that daddy cow out there.
What would a young cow be called?
Okay, a young cow would be a heifer.
Okay, and one that was going to grow up to be a bull would be a
bull cow, calf.
Okay. And,
and if he had not going to grow up to be a bull, he was now. No, I'll think of it in a minute.
Okay, we'll come back to that later.
Okay.
I've got a whole selection of those.
Words. All right.
Okay, and the male sheep is a.
Let's see, we have the ewe and ram.
Okay. Did they ever call a ram any other name?
Yeah, I'm sure they did, but I can't think of it at the moment.
Okay, did you ever hear a buck?
Yeah, that's it.
Was that a more frequent term?
Yes, it was. The ram, when I heard ram, they were talking about the wild mountain sheep. And they always call them rams. Or, I mean, the ones I heard, but we call them bucks at home.
Okay. And, what other types of barnyard fowl did you have?
Turkeys. Yeah, we raised turkeys.
Anything else?
No, once we had a few guinea hens. But Dad got rid of them. They were too noisy to suit him.
How about wild fowl?
Oh, we had pheasant and sage chicken. Little partridges. Ducks, geese, living near this pond, why we'd see them. In fact, in the fall of the year, we would see some of the Canadian geese moving south.
Have any other names for those? Canadian, they call them
geese. No, I don't believe we did.
All right. I'll see you later.
Okay. What about a male pig?
Boar.
Okay. And the female would be a
sow.
Let's see. And, what about for those things you ride around or the pull the plows? Those are called a horse. Did you have those?